This is KUT. This week we've partnered with Hospice Austin and StoryCorps to hear stories of loss and grieving and people who've been involved with hospice care at the end of life. Today we hear from Gretchen Baker, a volunteer with Hospice Austin. Earlier in her life, Gretchen lost her son to SIDS and later lost her daughter at a young age. More recently, her husband passed away at Hospice Austin's Christopher House. She's interviewed here by her friend and hospice colleague, Nancy McCraney.
My faith tells me that I'm going to see both my children. I have bricks for them in the walkway of friends, one for my husband. And each time I come to Christopher House, I pause and say a prayer. And I tell both my children that when we meet again, I'm going to hold them so tightly, I'm never going to let them go. I have remained a widow, remained in Austin. I'm very happy being here. And after my husband died, well, I'll back up. I was so happy with the care he received when he was admitted to Christopher House. He spent the final 8 days of his life under the care of our wonderful Christopher House staff. He died peacefully, and he died with dignity. And the night he died, I told the staff I was going to come back as a volunteer. And I did, but I was told that I would have to wait 1 year, and that has now been 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't think I'm going to leave unless somebody kicks me out.
That won't happen.
But it's been a wonderful journey, and I feel very strongly that I was led here by God because of the things that happened in my life. I love being a volunteer. I've had some wonderful experiences. I've met a lot of wonderful people, but there is one male patient in particular that stands out in my mind, and it still bothers me. I spoke to this man, and he was so happy to have me come into his room. He was looking, he said, for someone who could relate events of everyday life to him. Mm. He wanted to be treated like he was mm-hmm. still living and not like he was dying.
Yeah.
And we had a wonderful visit. I don't remember what all we talked about, but it was a variety of subjects. And then I said that there were other patients that I needed to see. And he hugged me, and he was crying. And he said, "We're going to meet again." And I said, "I am positive that we will." And I still feel that way.
Yeah.
But I feel terrible that I didn't spend more time with him. And I really can't explain it except that it was just naive. I didn't realize. I was so centered on and focused on seeing all the patients. Today, I don't do that.
You don't?
No. If there's one that I need to sit with for my whole shift, I do it.
Yeah.
But someday I will meet him again and I will explain.
That was Gretchen Baker, a volunteer for Hospice Austin. She was interviewed by her colleague, Nancy McCraney. Their story was produced by KUT's Michael Lee. You can hear more in this series at KUT.org.